What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be
that. Gotta call Yahtzee on that. Doesn't feel like hump day.
No.
It feels like already the weekend.
It feels like Thursday already.
At least.
That's right.
But, you know, literally.
Yeah.
Maybe. Barely. Yes. It's our Wednesday open, I guess.
I mean,
it's
the
same every week.
It is Wednesday. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like hump day, though.
No. I was thinking about your being 60. And while I didn't line up 7 guests today to discuss it, I thought maybe like golf or if you're anything else, biking, anything else you do, shouldn't you be able to get in some like some new age groups and beat people? Like if you're shooting in the 70s anywhere at age 60,
yeah,
you should be playing somebody. You should be competing, I think.
Well, that's the thing about this is I played alone today, but normally I play with other gentlemen who are. I got to stop calling them older. They're my age, I think mostly. Some are retired, so I feel like they're a little older than me. But you know, whatever. You could be my age and be retired, I suppose. Plenty of people have done that. Not that I'm ready to do it, but when I play
I mean,
on
Micah Hyde is retired.
Right.
How old is he?
When I play on the weekends with my son and with Jeremy. We're playing a match and nobody's scoring really low, but we're like all within a stroke or two of one another. And every time so far this year that we've done that, I put up a double or a triple somewhere and I lose.
Yeah.
I blow it.
You choke.
Completely blow it. And that does not today. I shot 2 over par today. I hit 11 greens.
Mm-hmm.
11 greens, Mike. Like I haven't hit 11. I don't hit 11 greens in 5 rounds. So I get in, you know, by myself really quick, you know, no waiting around for anybody you're playing with. No wait. I was 6:15 in the morning. I never saw another soul in front of me the whole time. So it's just, you know, see the ball, hit the ball, walk up to it, hit the ball. Really, really great. So I don't know about competition. I might be a choker.
You might not want it.
I might be a choker. I think it's possible that I am.
Well, isn't that the next frontier then?
Well, we're playing Saturday. Jeremy, Sneaky Joe, and Owen.
How do I get in on one of these games?
And Owen's only going to play nine holes, though. He's got some sort of 4th of July obligations or something he's got to go do. So I need to show up on one of these Saturdays is what I need to
do. I'm the opposite of you, I think.
You're better when the heat's on?
Oh, my line is, wait till these people see how great I am.
Okay, wow.
The last time I played with Jeremy, I shot 83, and I don't think I've done that twice in 5 years.
You played pretty well when we played last year, I thought.
I do, but this is kind of interesting to me. So at my peak, when I was playing constantly, I was very competitive, even with myself. Like, I wanted to beat scores. I wanted to set records, my personal records, you know? I wanted to beat the guy I was playing with. And I felt like that was part of the challenge of it. And then I had a moment, and this is really when I stopped playing, when I just got, like, really negative. Because I wasn't doing it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't winning. I wasn't, not even winning, like, I have to beat you. But just, I wasn't meeting goals that I had set for myself. Mm-hmm. I was getting worse.
Yeah.
And I felt like my attitude was contributing to that. So what I did, and this is how I am, it's not something I'm proud of as a trait, but what I do in that moment is I just give up. And I haven't played 5 rounds a year ever since.
Yeah.
Like, so I was that way. And when I was playing in the rare tournament, or, you know, I did a couple at the club I was at. I did with the one in Orchard Park. And I was usually at my best in those.
Hmm.
But now it's more casual, and I want to make sure it stays that way. And then I don't get negative again and want to just give up.
That is.
So when I hit a bad shot, I kind of try to laugh it off.
Right.
And when you do that, I don't know that there's a middle ground. Like, I think when you become the person who decides, it's how my father was when he played, I just don't care what I shoot. I want to hit the ball farther, you know, next time. I just want to just have fun with this and put no unneeded pressure on myself. Then when you start to, sort of turn that back a little bit, I don't know what you're left with.
Yeah. I think we've definitely talked about this off the air. I don't know that we haven't talked about it on the air recently, because I went for a lesson a couple of weeks ago. Jeff Metis, who's with the Tee to Green show. And I had been reluctant to do that since I started playing again, because this balance that you're describing is very important to me. I want nothing more than to not get upset while I'm playing golf.
Right. That's number one.
That is what I want out of it the most. I don't want to get upset. If I'm not putting a lot of time and energy into practicing, all I do is go play rounds. And I've improved because of that, simply. I mean, just repetition, right? Even with flaws in my swing and bad habits or whatever, like, I got better playing a lot, the most I've ever played in my life. But I've not wanted to take the step of, like, digging in at all, because I was worried that would throw off that rage equilibrium, you know, like, I just the frustration level, like, oh, I tried, and now what? Like, I went for an hour for a lesson, right? So I'm still telling myself that. Like, I haven't really dug in. I went for an hour. It helped me a lot. The reason I'm hitting 11 greens today is I don't have to aim 20 yards to the right to try to hit the middle of a green, because this meat has fixed my hands and whatever. I'm able to hit the ball where I'm aiming more consistently, and that's helping a lot.
I think the big question is, what do you want from it? And that is always, that's fluid.
Yeah.
And I think it's really hard to find a space where you're getting everything you want from it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, casual fitness, you know, you're in modest ways setting goals and trying to achieve, but you're not trying to win anything.
No.
And then when you do that, how do you feel if you don't? I mean, what happens if you don't? And trying to find a balance there, I don't think it's not easy for me. It's not easy for me to find.
No, it isn't.
Enjoy this, but also feel like it's actually sports.
I got to a place where I was consistently under 80 last year, all year, at Delaware anyway, right? Other places, it's, you know, I break 90 at Ivy Ridge, and I'm like, oh, that would be amazing still. But Delaware, I'm under 80. This year, because I'm workshopping, I've been kind of anywhere from 75 to 85. So I have not been playing as well as I had been even last summer, but I'm still good. I'm not upset about it because I feel like I'm trying, in the big scheme of things, I'm trying to improve. So I'm trying to get rid of bad habits, and so far, so good. I mean, what I'm shooting for, what I want to get out of it right now is an even par round. I shot 71 once last summer and never got close to that again. Not close. I mean, you know, 75 was a pretty regular score for me, but like it never felt like while I was playing around, except for that one time, like if I birdie 18, I'm even on the day. And of course I didn't birdie it. And today was the same thing. I was one under on the 14th tee, hit the green, and I three putted. And that didn't unravel. I made a bunch of pars I ended up just two over on the day. But I bogeyed 16 and just, you know, it just got a little sideways after that three putt. I want to ask you a question, if I may, sidebar. It's golf related. How do you feel about gimmies? Because I'm playing by myself. There's nobody to tell me that's good.
No, you could never take a putt.
Right, and if there's nobody there to tell me, I'm going to putt. And that's how I three-putted after, you know, I had like a 30-footer for birdie, like not a high hit rate there, but I left it, you know, 2 feet short. I'm like, well, I'm going to putt this, and I missed it. And if I was playing with you or my son or Jeremy or anybody who said, you're good, and I would have picked it up and I would have kept my par train going, but because I had to stand there and make the putt, I missed it.
Well, why do we have gimmies?
Move, play along.
Keep it moving, although it really shouldn't take that much more time.
Right.
But, you know, it's good for everybody. Everybody's happy with gimmies, so
yeah,
it works. You know, wink, wink. We all win here. Pick it up. So that's there. I also don't like to bend over all the time.
Right.
I'd rather just be able to pick the ball up
from
my putter.
I often feel like if it's for par, I want to hear the ball in the hole. Like, if I'm putting for a five or a six,
whatever,
and you tell me that's good, fine. Like, I don't care.
Well, if you're competing.
Yeah.
If you're competing, then the rule is, like, if you're in a match or something, you can't refuse the gimme.
Right. Somebody tells you that's good. Like,
that's
you're picking it up.
That's the end of it.
Right.
You can't go, no, I want to putt it. Like, if you're in a match, that's the rule.
Right.
But, you know, do what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, most of those putts you're going to make.
Yeah, most, except
4 feet.
Except today on 14, I missed.
4 feet, you know, you probably should have to make it.
Yeah.
2 feet.
Right, that's what I missed today.
At Delaware?
Two feet, yeah. No,
at Oakmont.
There's nothing funny going on at the hole, mostly. There's one hole where they sometimes put the pin in this absolutely diabolical spot that, like, makes me want to set the whole complex on fire. But other than that, it's, you know, pretty straightforward. Like, you got to really screw up a putt to miss a 2-foot putt, and I did.
Golf is so fascinating for what it does to you mentally and what you learn about yourself in that way. And, like, even though I'm hardly playing anymore, what I'm telling you is, like, it's almost profound to me. Like, learning about what is this really about for me? Is this just about a walk in the park? No, I have to admit it's worth more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just here to get steps. Right, I want to do well, but I also don't want to care that much that because I don't practice or put in like the full reps that I don't want to expect too much.
Right.
So, like, it's just fraught with frustration.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not really diligent about it, I think you're going to be frustrated almost no matter what. My favorite golf like story for this is the time I played with Pete Guelli. Before he left, you know, he was with the Bills, then he left, now he's back with the Bills. But he had me out one time, and I was, you know, thrilled. And when I was playing all my golf, and I'm not trying to, like, bore everybody, although I'm probably doing it with, like, personal sport, like, oh, wow, you're an athlete now? No, it's not like that. But I think this was a really interesting thought experience, is when I would play Rochester, mostly it kind of ended there because I had 50 hookups and it was just like the best. I was working mornings,
mm-hmm.
So when I would play there, it was pretty much every day. And on Saturdays, with the McEntees, was a big outing every Saturday morning in Greece. And I was always responsible for the scorecard. So I would drive the cart, because that's where the scorecard fits, right in the steering wheel, and keep everybody's score. And the guys would talk about how, like, this scorecard is immaculate. I mean, no mistakes. It's, like, perfect. That's me. Like, the writing, everything.
Circles and squares. And
circles and squares and diamonds. Like, all of it. Barkies, monkeys, birdies, sandies, all of it. Everything was just, like, denoted. And we'd get to the bar and, like, here. So, you know, I would play pretty well. I broke 80 for the first time with those guys. I would play all right. But when I went out this one time with Pete, it's a private club. I pull in, open the trunk. There's somebody to take my clubs. We go. He drives. You drive a cart. He drives the cart. And I'm just, you know, chatting with him. And it's a nice summer day. And at this club, the hole numbers are, you know, embedded into the tee boxes. Okay. Like, there's not a little stand there. There's like a, it's embedded into the ground.
All right.
And I went up to hit my drive on a hole, and I looked at the ground, and it said 18. And I said, we're already on 18? And like that alone was like a foreign concept to me, because I never didn't know what hole I was on.
Because you're not looking at the scorecard.
And what I was shooting. And I was like subconsciously obsessed with that. Like, I had to know the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But on this day, I wasn't in charge of all that. He was just my host. I got to the 18th tee, like, oh, this is 18. Put a ball in the fairway. He hit one to the left of me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He drives the cart and parks it in between our balls. He goes to hit his second shot. I lean over to look at the scorecard. I'm like, oh, I've got par for 76. That would be a career best.
Right.
This is insane. Like, right. I haven't even been paying attention, and this is really happening. So I dump the second shot in the right bunker beside the green. I leave the third shot in the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what's on the line. I do get up and down. Like, I make a six for 78.
This sort of flies in the face of your earlier announcement about being clutch. Maybe you needed people there watching. It wasn't a match.
Well, this was like a... I wasn't competing.
It wasn't competing, but you suddenly, when you knew you were competing for your with yourself, then you got tight.
Yeah. You know, I made six.
Yeah.
78. I've never broken that. I consider it the best round I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I love it because of the fact that I was not...
You had no idea.
I let go.
The whole time, right.
I let go of the control of the stats, you know, and telling everybody if they're up, like that kind of thing, because that's kind of how I am. So, you know, I don't consider clutch. I just feel like I like the competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like to think that I can rise to that. But even then, what is it? It's small potatoes, you know. It's not
sure,
like
right.
playing for
But it feels good when you're playing with, you know, against people, even like what we're doing on Saturday mornings when we're all together, isn't like there's no stake other than just, you know, I got you.
Pride.
Yeah, right, right. And Jeremy's still mad. Owen beat him. I washed out. Again, I wasn't even in it by the time we finished up. But Owen beat Jeremy by one stroke the last time we all played together, and he birdied the most impossible lucky hole. Like, there's just no way, no one birdies this hole. You can't hold the green. It's just a preposterously ridiculous golf hole. Maybe one of the worst golf holes. Holy cow. Have I never said golf hole? One of the worst holes in Western New York. It's just so hard to do anything with it. And Owen somehow got his ball, his tee shot, to like stick 3 feet from the pin, which nobody ever does, and he birdied. And that's how he beat Jeremy. And Jeremy's still like, he beat me by birdieing 10. That should not count. That's not skill. That was just dumb luck. So anyway.
I remember playing once in the Rochester years with my accountant. And it was also like he was hosting. It was a private club. And we were done. And Arnold Palmer could that be the same day? Palmer played Blue Heron in a charity event, and I was across from him. I wonder if it was the same day. But there was a day there where we were done playing, and my guy was like, let's go play nine. We're just four of us are sitting at a bar. So let's go play nine for $50 a guy. And like that was a lot of money. So like, well, okay, I guess we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And that was great. He was a mess. My guy, who was like a single digit,
right,
fell apart, right, for the $50. We lost anyway, but yeah. I know I was great. So I don't know, like something weird about it.
I also do think, I mean, I don't know, how deep do I want to go here on, like, you know, behind the music on my golf game? The Saturday mornings, I don't drink during the week. So when I play during the week, I haven't had any beers since like probably Saturday afternoon. When I play like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday like I did this week. And like I play well during the week. With people or without, like I said, Saturday, like usually Friday night, we get done. I'm going to go have a couple at the bar, and I feel I'm long gone past the days of like, oh, I'm better when I've had a few drinks or I'm hungover. Like that was in my 20s. That was a lie you told yourself so you could stay out partying until 3 a.m. when you had an 8 o'clock tea time. And that does not exist to me anymore. That's another factor on these Saturdays. I flub little chip shots around the green that I do not flub on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But on Saturday, I'm just not, oh, I'm not 100%. I might be 96. It's not like I'm drinking 20 beers or something, but even 3 beers I feel now on Saturdays. But maybe that's just an excuse because it's the pressure of playing against these friends of mine. I don't know what it is, but I'm a little tangled up on Saturdays. But I like beer on Friday. I can't.
Well, you wouldn't bother talking about any of this if you didn't love it. And
right.
I think if you didn't want something more, whatever that is, I don't know if it's beating your son. I don't know if it's beating Jeremy, but.
Well, at least being competitive with them. I mean, I have beaten Owen this year, but he played terrible when I beat him. Like he can really play now. He's playing a lot. And
you're looking for affirmation,
yeah,
in some form here, like, yeah, whether it's just talking about it here or with him or whatever it is. And I don't know. I would say like chase it.
I already said, right? Even par is out there. I when I shot 71 last year, I thought I can do this, and I never got close again. Today was the day. You know, one under on the 14th tee. Like, I can do this. No, well, I was one under on the back, so I was even for the round. That's what it was. But still, even to be even on the back, like, was great. And I just couldn't get it home. But that's what I'm striving for.
It doesn't have to be a flaw either.
I want that even par round. I think I can do it. It's out there.
It doesn't have to be a flaw when you miss one.
No,
you're gonna miss some.
Yeah, right. I'm not that good. Just it was a bad time to miss a two footer.
Is this another unannounced attempt to avoid talking about the Sabres?
Yes,
maybe it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll keep going. I mean, I do love it. I don't know what my free time would be like right now if I hadn't started playing like I play now, like 2-3 times a week, because I have no entanglements with the kids. My wife works, you know, opposite hours. I mean, she's at work from 7 p.m. to 8 in the morning. So, you know, any night she works, I could be out playing golf. I could play 3 rounds of golf on a Saturday if I wanted to, if I physically could do it. And me with time on my hands and, like, nothing really good to do, I don't even like thinking about what that could be like. Like, golf is really sort of helping me. And I'm mentioning this thing about, you know, beers. Yesterday was my birthday. I made a tea time as soon as I got home. And my plan was to not even really honor the tea time. I thought, as soon as it's light out, I'm going out there. I'm going to be the first one there, and I'm just going to go play. And so it's my birthday. I don't want to have any beers because I got this in my head. Like, if I have a few beers, I'll feel it in the tea box in the morning. So, no. That's good. That's healthy. So golf is really, I did not see this train coming, but I got on.
Well, that's a healthy thing. I mean, all of that sounds.
Yep, absolutely.
Especially if it's something that gets you away from things that are unhealthy. It's a win-win.
Right.
Or as former Hawks coach, I believe his name was Mike Woodson, once called it win-win-win.
Mm.
It's a win-win-win situation. We never found out what the third win meant, but it's great. It's better than 2. It's 3. We will talk to Paul Hamilton coming up. Kevin Adams spoke today. It's at least mostly a wrap on summer movement with the Sabres. Of course, I don't think they would ever say it's officially one. Why would you do that? But we'll talk to Paul about the latest on Bowen Byram and what Adams had to say about the moves the Sabres did make. Aaron Schatz today. That'll be cool. Longtime friend of ours, formerly Football Outsiders, now Fantasy Points, talking about the Bills. I've got Keon Coleman takes today. There's a new article on Coleman. I'll say this later and lay it out. I think this is unusual. The range of outcomes on Coleman might be greater than it was a year ago. With a rookie, it's always like, oh, well, what's possible here? Mm-hmm. Anything's possible. Maybe he's amazing. Maybe he's bad. Maybe he's not bad but needs time. It seems like right now you've got strongly bounce back candidate people on Coleman, and then you've got guys like this guy today that I read. It was just like, it's not going to be good. So that'll be one thing to talk about as we go through the day. Thanks, and of course, you know, July 4th preparations.
What does that? What does that? What's I don't that, know. What does that mean? You're gonna go buy some fireworks?
Fireworks, napkins. Maybe just napkins are good to have. Prepared grocery store potato or macaroni salads, things of that nature. We'll take a break here. Come back with Paul, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.